Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. I wish I could impart to you the grace that God has infused my life with in the last 20 years and before then. I have experienced a level of breakthrough that is rare, unusual, and over the top. And as a prophet, it's my job to see that you walk in your version of the breakthrough that I have experienced. Now, for you to have my breakthrough might not be a blessing to you, but rather your version, the deposit of breakthrough that I've experienced to be imparted to you. That's why I'm here, to be the prophet in your life. Just like you need a pastor, and I know it's not in vogue today, but just like you need a pastor, and you do, you also need a prophet. And I am here to bring that thought into the mainstream to see people's lives change for the better. The Father says today, I'm confirming a new direction in your life. Even though you may not understand how you got here and got where you are in the exact place I have planned for you. Others may have tried to interfere with my plans for your life, but I am ensuring that my destiny for you is not thwarted. This is a time for both celebration and reflection, as events around you might seem insignificant, but I assure you they are not. There have been obstacles and opposition that are meant to divert you, but I'm removing them, says the Father. Be ready to walk off your map into a new and unfamiliar territory, to see every prophetic word you've ever received come to pass in full measure, so that you have to reach out and get a new prophetic context for what constitutes a proceeding word for your life. Your faith that I imparted to you, says the Father, is that which secured this forward momentum for you. So prepare now. Rise up in your faith and your boldness and prepare now to go where you've never been before. I am equipping you. I'm changing your prayer language. I'm equipping you with a new spiritual language, a new prayer language to deal with the challenges ahead. This is a new season with a new assignment. Stay open and adaptable. Blessed are the flexible. They don't get bit out of joint. For the Father says this opportunity is coming abruptly. And if you're not prepared to move with me in abruptness, you're going to fall behind into that context that I haven't chosen for you. For I'm doing a quick work. I'm providing you with the resources, skill, talent, and anointing for this new path, this new download for me that's bringing full harvest into your life. Yes, trials may come. They're not meant to harm you. They are part of the birthing process. Embrace the process, as the end result for you will be great joy and fulfillment. You are stepping this day into a landscape beyond your wildest dreams. Trust in my plans, and I will lead you to victory. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.